The church itself is small and its interior is rather aesthetic. Inside, there is an impressive tombstone of Princess Marie Caroline de Bouillon, granddaughter of King John III Sobieski. It consists of several elements. It draws attention with its inaguity and impressiveness with the finesse of its execution. The tombstone is the work of Lorenzo Martiella. Designed in Rococo style, it was created in Dresden between 1745 and 1746, and is housed in the chapel on the side wall. The central part of the tombstone is a white marble medallion. It is decorated with a bas-relief depicting a woman facing us in profile. Her facial features are classical, her hair is pinned up high, and she is wearing a richly decorated gown. The medallion, encircled by a black floral garland, is supported by sculptures of two goats. They are located on a bronze sarcophagus in the shape of a trapezoid, on which a relief in white marble of a royal crown and a broken shield is visible. Sculptures have been placed on two sides of the tombstone. On the right, there is the figure of a woman. Her young body is covered with draped robes. Her entwined hands are resting on the sarcophagus, leaning her entire figure towards it. On the other side, the artist has carved the figure of small Cupid, who bravely supports the sarcophagus. At his feet, there is a Prince Mitre, AI, a particular type of crown. The whole thing is framed by a beige marble arch, decorated with two sculptures of vases with burning candles. Beneath them are reliefs of skulls. The arch is linked to a black plaque placed on a pedestal, an elevation made of marble. A broken shield placed on the epitaph symbolizes the extinction of the royal line of the Sobieski family. Before her passing, Marie bequeathed her rich book collection to Andrzej Załuski, Bishop of Chełmno, who donated it to Załuski Public Library. Alas, her name isn't usually mentioned in the pantheon of donors.